When Yogi Berra died a few weeks ago at the age of 90, baseball lost one of its greatest players and one of its most lovable characters. An all-star catcher for 16 consecutive seasons and a three-time American League MVP, Berra played on 10 Yankee World Series championship teams and went on to manage the Yankees and the Mets in the World Series. Growing up on the Italian-American Hill in St. Louis, Berra almost signed a contract with the St. Louis Cardinals, but balked when he was offered a signing bonus that was $250 less than the $500 bonus that his hometown Cardinals had given his neighborhood pal, Joe Garagiola. Berra balked at the Cardinals' offer and eventually signed with the Yankees when they matched Garagiola's bonus. Both Berra and Garagiola ended up in the Hall of Fame, though Garagiola had to get in as a broadcaster. In his tribute in USA Today, Bob Nightingale described Berra as a cultural icon loved by all because of his celebrated yogiisms. "It ain't over till it's over, and when you come to the fork in the road, take it," are perhaps the best known. But Berra's response to his wife when she asked him where he wanted to be buried is my wife Anita's favorite. Berra thought about it, then told his wife, "Surprise me." I'm sure there have been many days when Anita looked forward to surprising me. A tribute published in the New York Times claimed that the moment that most defines Yogi Berra as a Yankee was an act of forgiveness. Early in the 1985 season, Yankees owner George Steinbrenner decided to fire Berra, who was then the team manager. Instead of telling Berra, he sent his general manager to do the job. Berra was so enraged at the slight that he said he would never set foot in Yankee Stadium again. It took 14 years before Berra, in response to the pleas of his family, agreed to meet Steinbrenner and accept an apology for what Steinbrenner called the worst mistake he ever made in baseball. After Steinbrenner apologized, the Yankees held a Yogi Berra Day to recognize its hero's return from his self-imposed exile. I enjoyed reading about the lovable and forgiving Yogi Berra, but I wish there had been more about the Yogi Berra who was a fierce competitor on the field and fiercely loyal to his teammates. You see that competitor in Berra's refusal to let go of what he saw as an umpire's miscall on Jackie Robinson's steal of home in the 1955 World Series. Decades later, when President Obama asked Berra to sign a photograph of the play, Berra wrote, "Mr. President, he was out." As for Berra's loyalty to his Yankee teammates, that was never more in evidence than in the 1960 World Series against the Pirates. He had the misfortune of being in left field when Bill Mazeroski hit his series-winning home run. For the next 50 years, Berra had to watch himself on highlight films, fading back, then watching helplessly as the ball sailed over the brick wall at Coors Field. It was the most disappointing loss in Berra's career, and so devastating at the time that it made Mickey Mantle cry. While Berra may have forgiven Steinbrenner, he never forgave Bill Mazeroski. For years, Berra sat on the Veterans Committee that refused to vote Mazeroski into the Hall of Fame. It was only when Berra was no longer on the committee that Mazeroski, arguably the best defensive second baseman of his era, was finally selected. While Yogi Berra may be most remembered for his yogiisms, the Berra that I find memorable is the ballplayer so fierce and dedicated that, well after his playing days were over, he was still battling the ghosts of Jackie Robinson and Bill Mazeroski. That's the Berra who played his way into the Hall of Fame. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.